Hello.
This is Rachel with a callback from customer support. How can I help you, please?
Yeah, hi, how are you? Okay. Now, you guys charged my card, I believe September 15th. Now, I was on the phone with you last time, together with the credit card company, and you guys canceled my subscription, but you didn't cancel my charge on the card. Now, I don't recall making any purchase for any subscription. Now, I know you guys had my card, so I guess there must have been some other thing advertised, and from one thing, you guys went to another thing. Now, do you know how I made the purchase? Can you check?
I would need to get information pulled up. If you'd please provide your zip code.
11219.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Barry Kohn.
Okay, pardon me. Thank you for that information. Okay, let's see. Pull it up a different way here. All right, for security purposes, please verify your address.
Thirteen thirty seven 47th Street.
Okay, your city and state, please.
Brooklyn, New York, 11219.
Okay, thank you for that information. And let me get the rest of it pulled up here. All right, I've gotten an account located that does show your name and address. It shows a canceled account for
Right, but you
a
guys are still charging the $39.99, the initial charge, from September 15, and I originally disputed with the credit card. When I called you, they said they were going to cancel the subscription, but the initial charge they didn't. And I'm trying to find out if you can do this the nice way, or I got to call the Better Business Bureau or the Consumer Affairs or something, because I don't recall making any purchases on this whatsoever.
Okay, it shows the call is regarding a canceled account for the sweepstake offer that it shows was originally for the ice maker.
Which I
And
never received. The ice maker was something that was like $2, $3 or something, and I was supposed to receive, and I received nothing. So from an ice maker, it became a subscription.
my apologies. If you can excuse me for just a moment. Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right, let's see. It does show in the notes. Originally, there was a call in on October 27th. And it does show also that the charge was disputed. But it doesn't
Right.
show there's been an additional charge made.
There's a
Depending on
what?
the, it doesn't show, sir, that you've had any more charges from the company. Depending
Right,
on.
but my credit card company, originally when I disputed the charges, they went back and forth and they sent me a letter that somebody at your company gave them my card number and they had the information, and so they said that means it was a legit purchase. They don't know that it was advertised on social media for $2, $3 ice thing, And not only did I never receive it, but somehow you got me to give you my credit card, and it went to a subscription which I never asked for.
Okay, sir, it shows that the charge was disputed, and it shows the placement or the notation regarding the charge back in November. You would have to follow back up with your bank. If your bank concluded in the investigation that it's a valid charge, you would need to follow back up with them to see how they could further assist.
Okay. So that means I got to call the Better Business Bureau and the Consumer Affairs, because you guys advertised an ice maker or ice breaker, whatever it was, for $2-3. And I did give you the credit card because I do remember that part. I don't remember a $39.99 subscription. So we can do it in a nice way, or we can do it in a nasty way.
On the recorded line, sir, you need to follow back up with your bank so that they can further assist. We can't do anything regarding a disputed charge, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.